This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I totally have a different feel on this. They can't possibly make Kenny Pickett the only veteran quarterback they bring in, right?
I would hope so.
Like, where are we now?
That's where I'm at. I would hope so.
Are we going to now do the full, like, the three quarterback room and just Kenny Pickett and a better veteran allow you the flexibility maybe to not take a quarterback?
Well, hold on, but we do have to play with the idea, though. So the Eagles thought that DTR and then who else was in back of there in Philadelphia?
Tanner McKee.
They really have enough belief in Tanner McKee.
Yeah, I actually would. If there's a trade for Tanner McKee, I'd be pretty excited.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, I kind of see.
Well, couldn't think any lower of Kenny Pickett.
You are correct.
So there's that.
If they had sent DTR and a fifth rounder for Davis Mills, I would have greatly been excited about that.
All right, does this move us any closer or further away from taking a quarterback at number 2 overall?
Incomplete. We'll know. It depends on the quality of veteran that they bring in.
Let's just hit this like hard hammering questions then. Do you feel like Kenny Pickett will start a single game for the Browns next year?
Of course he will.
Of course he will.
He has to. Because they don't have a quarterback. Even Kirk Cousins. Is there a quarterback that they could sign? Not draft. And draft also might be part of this. Is there a quarterback they could sign that you'll think to yourself, that guy's suiting up for 17 games with the Browns this year?
No, because I would always think that it would be supplemented by taking a quarterback at number 2, and then the quarterback at number 2 would play more than anyone else. Like, they take Gardner Minshew, I'm still thinking they're taking a quarterback at number 2.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett. Still quarterback at 2?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Pickett. Still quarterback.
I think Russell Wilson in number 2. Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett might tell me that they don't want to do that.
Why?
Because they would have no dumb idea. Still taking a quarterback at number 2. I can't find a way. There's not one that I can't find a way.
Joe like, this Flacco.
Definitely no. I'm trying to convince myself that there's one out there. There isn't one out there.
216-474-0092.
Is there one for you?
Cousins or Rodgers. I can understand that might free them up to say, we've got a young developmental quarterback, vomit, but still, and then a veteran quarterback.
Just punt it to next year?
Yes, I could see that. But if it's Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett, if it's Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, you've telegraphed your move. For me, at least. Let's go with Simon in Cleveland. Simon, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Kenny Pickett era in Cleveland.
How are you doing today, Nick?
I was better like 15 minutes ago. I was actually having a nice little Monday, haven't had any sugar, feeling good, had a lot of water, drank the appropriate amount of coffee today, haven't been a fat ass, really, and it's a beautiful Monday, legal tampering.
Weather's nice.
Weather's beautiful. I was great, and then Kenny Pickett happened.
I think we all were, but I think the best thing that could possibly happen for the Browns, Kenny Pickett tries lighting up some fireworks, blows off his tiny fingers, and gets some bigger ones.
That's not how hands work, Simon.
No, anyway, you think you can get finger extenders?
That's not how hands work.
They have that for other things.
Like, oh, geez.
That just go over?
Ocho Cinco.
You think maybe you could do that?
Yeah, blow them off. Well, what does it hurt?
Oh, what hurts a lot?
It's good with two fingers and with five.
All right.
Ask JPP how that works.
The JPP thing was probably over the line, and that's coming from the guy who has thought Kenny Pickett was a slappy when he was at Pitt, before he even got to Pittsburgh. I realized what I did there. It didn't sound great. I can be better. I will be better. Let's go. John in Cleveland. Did the Browns trade for a winner in Kenny Pickett?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm so excited. I can barely contain the puke in my mouth. It's great.
Sounds fun.
One of two things just happened. Either they really think they're getting their guy to, and this is their bridge. Bridge to what? Maybe off the 480 bridge? I don't know. or they're punting. They realize they can't get their guy. They don't have anybody they can sign. They don't have a realistic move they can make. So it's, hey, put a warm body out there that costs us next to nothing, and let's try this again. God, it just feels so bad, man. This feels so rotten.
If their veteran is Daniel Jones, and John, I agree with much of what you said. If they go Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett,
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're not serious.
And they don't go with a quarterback at two.
They're not serious about winning.
I'll think they're punishing Myles Garrett.
They're punishing us and Myles Garrett. They're punishing everyone involved.
What did we
do to deserve this?
I'll think that this whole thing will be about, we got Myles Garrett to bend at knee for us, and now he's going to have to learn the hard way that when you cross Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you get Kenny Pickett and Daniel Jones.
Can I look at this as a positive? I want to look at this as a positive. This
is it because you're just in a good mood and the weather's good?
The weather is good, and I am in a good mood. But I feel like this is more about the idea that they're taking a quarterback at number two, and I just need to get excited about the idea that Kenny Pickett is just going to be the guy that loses out in the competition to Shedeur Sanders in training camp, and everything is going to be awesome.
All right. I reacted very heavily about 15 minutes ago. If Kenny Pickett's the third quarterback, I in the end, I won't care anything about this.
Right.
He'll still probably
chance.
Play for Cleveland. But if Kenny Pickett and Kirk Cousins are battling for the quarterback job, and then like your quarterback's like Will Howard in the third or fourth round, you aren't serious about winning this year, at which point I don't know why we just went through what we went through with Miles, at which point I don't know why Miles signed up for that.
Well, that would be the money thing.
We asked, well, other than the money thing, meaning he's even looks to be even more alive. That's what it was. 24 hours ago, the Browns said, Miles, this is your last chance to get on this train that's going to the Super Bowl in 2025. And you want to know what the plan is going to be? We're going to trade for Kenny Pickett to be your starting quarterback.
He should have hung up the phone.
And then Miles was just like, how quickly can I sign?
Yeah, this is,
Can you electronically send the documents over? Jared on Twitter saying, could have been Mason Rudolph. Now, that would have been funny. That would have been really funny.
If you wanted to be vindictive, that would have been really funny.
Very awkward, but very funny. Rex saying, Kenny Pickett fits the mold. He can be controlled by Stefanski, period. No way he's in the discussion for the starting quarterback this year. I'd rather just bring Jameis back at this point. There's no name in the quarterback fray in terms of the guy who's the lead dog to be the starter this year. And I don't think that's what Kenny is. Just now I've had my little meltdown. There's no quarterback. Like, I think Daniel Jones is a waste of time, money, and space.
Yeah.
Give me Daniel Jones 7 days of the week before I even get to a day that features Kenny Pickett.
I wonder if they convinced themselves, because the Steelers' offense with Tomlin has just been trash for a while now. I wonder if they convinced themselves they don't know what they're doing offensively in Pittsburgh, and maybe Kenny Pickett got held back because of that. And this is just what it's going to be, their reclamation project. The bet here isn't necessarily on Kenny Pickett. It's more on the idea that the Steelers stunted his growth and he never had a chance to begin with.
So we do have a Browns move. It's they've traded DTR and a fifth round pick to Philadelphia for Kenny Pickett in his tiny baby hands. How we feeling, Cleveland? We got a bank full of calls. We get to you guys in quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.